Greetings, beloved. As we come to the end of another week, there is much we all can be thankful for. Among the things we should be most grateful for is God's grace. It is by the grace of God that we are alive. And because we are alive, we still have the opportunity to make the necessary corrections in our lives to receive His gift of eternal life. Let's be careful then not to squander a minute of His precious and amazing grace. I hope some of you took the time as you awakened from sleep this week to examine your thoughts. These first thoughts inform us of what is important to us and what gives us purpose and direction each day. If you missed my post on yesterday and looked for it in the Shepherd's Voice, you couldn't find it there. That's because I placed it in a new category called Christian Education. On Thursdays, I'm going to begin sending a preview of the upcoming Sunday school lesson, along with any links that might be helpful. So, if you didn't see it, go to More on our mobile app or Ministry on our website and select Christian Education. Finally, a reminder to all men of our practice for Men's Day at 12 o'clock tomorrow. Also, Vacation Bible School starts Monday beginning at 6:15 each night. Because of Vacation Bible School this week and my unavailability the following week, we will not have Bible study for the next 2 weeks. I hope the messages I have been able to share are benefiting those who take the time to read and or listen to them. I will continue to share them as God gives me grace to do so. Join me in wishing a happy birthday to Hildred Hilton, who celebrated her birthday on Monday, and Barbara Robinson, who celebrated her birthday on Tuesday. Have a wonderful and safe weekend, and I hope to see you in the Lord's house on the Lord's Day. Blessings.